Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Unfiltered Marketing.
Good morning.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Jennifer.
And today joining us is the one and only producer of our podcast, Mr. Zachary Doyle.
Yo!
Welcome!
What's going on?
Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's up?
What'd you do this weekend?
We cleaned out the garage this weekend.
Hashtag married life.
Domesticated. Yeah, it looks so great, too.
Zach is still a newlywed, but he just celebrated his one-year anniversary with his lovely Whiffy.
That's very right.
Who, by the way,
is our newest employee.
We like to keep it in the family around here.
Hey-o.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
She's really a cutie. Excited. I'm excited.
Yeah, she's super fun. She fits right in. And you guys literally are one person. She made a face this morning. I was like, that's a Zach face. And she's like, oh no, I taught Zach that face.
Yeah. There's a lot of crossover when it comes to silly faces.
Yeah, so. That's cute. Yep. I like it. It's adorable. Today we're going to talk about some video.
Sounds good.
But before we do that, you know what we got to talk about because...
Pull out your phone.
Guys.
I just looked.
Hold on.
Speaking of new phones.
I can actually see the new emojis now because I got a new phone.
Anna is no longer putting shards of glass in her finger when she swipes right.
I have a husband. And...
Swiping right on Pinterest.
And I have enough storage now to do the new update so I can actually see the new emojis.
Oh my gosh.
So now I have new favorite emojis and I also have disturbing emoji. I do not like this clown.
Yeah, I don't know why they have a clown.
And it's right in the
like, and they have
front.
A flippy off finger too.
Which they've had that one even on the old update.
Oh, they have it.
They had the bird for a while.
Sorry about that.
That's funny.
But I love that they have a cowboy now.
They have a cowboy?
Yeah, look, little smiley cowboy.
Oh,
hey,
he's cute.
Had a partner.
And they have more dogs, and they have like
an
more
avocado,
options.
Which is really the only reason that any of us care.
And they have bacon, which duh.
Okay, Zach.
So my current emojis, the top one's a smiley face, like the
People can't see you. Here, hold on.
They can.
Let me take a picture, and you can follow our Instagram story at Marketing
they
SJC.
Understand what that means.
No, we need you to show them. Okay, do it.
Now actually put that.
Okay, now,
there.
Yeah.
We'll
which,
tag it.
Now, which smiley face are you referring to?
The one with the big smile and the closed eyes. So that one, and then the really cool swag sunglass smiley face.
Oh, yeah.
And then I keep it 100 all the time. So so it's my top three.
Keep it 100?
So I keep it
100. Yeah, the 100 with the underlines.
Keep it 100.
Oh, keeping it 100. Okay.
You message. Can't say 100. It's 100.
Oh. What? Why? 100.
You keep it 100.
No, I keep it 100.
Keeping it 100.
I have no idea, but Anna's telling me something wrong. What is wrong with saying keeping it 100?
Because that's not the phrase.
I've never heard the phrase before. I just thought that was like a teacher's grading.
No.
What does that mean? Like you're just keeping it fresh,
real.
You're on fleek.
Oh no.
See, I know what I'm talking about.
No. It's like you're keeping it, you're being honest, you're being real.
Oh man.
We keeping it unfiltered.
We no marketing. We just don't market to tweens or teens.
Oh, is it like that kind of thing?
No.
I wasn't even cool.
It's 20-year-olds.
Oh shoot. Hey, I am on Snapchat.
Yeah, you are. You rock Snapchat.
Thanks.
Okay, awesome. Anyway.
Let's focus. So we are here today to talk about video work, why it's important, how well we are at it, and...
Or how good Zach is.
Oh, that's true.
So, Zach, tell us your background, how you got into video production, editing, creation.
All of the things.
All of the things. I've been working with video for, probably 8 years now. And I started as an intern for a church, local church, and it gave me the opportunity to work with recording services, but then I started doing more in motion graphic work. I didn't get a formal education. My bachelor's is actually in sociology. So
that's why you're so easy to talk to.
That's why I'm so easy to talk to. Yeah. I started doing some contracting work with a international TV station that was located in St. Joe, doing some camera work there. And then,
do you remember when we ran into each other?
I don't.
What, Zach? I was working for another organization in town.
Yeah.
And they had someone come on to talk. And I saw you and I was like, Zach Doyle. And you're like, Anna Goolsby. And we kind of were like, hey.
I don't remember that. It's been many moons.
It was on Kim Warren's show.
Yeah, Kim. Yeah, she's the best.
Anyway, thanks for remembering me. Whatever.
I'm so sorry. So then I came onto the team 2 years ago. It's been a lot of fun. It's been great branching out, learning how to do video for multitudes of clients and multitudes of purposes, and getting to see video in all of the places, you know, whether it's a movie theater or on a giant wall.
Yeah, we've done some of those.
It's been exciting. So,
well, we love having you. Tell us your favorite type of video to produce.
I really enjoy motion graphic work.
Cartoons.
Yeah, cartoons, basically, because it can look really fun and it can really capture someone's attention.
Yeah.
And you can say a lot with a little bit of motion.
Yeah.
You know, when I started working with video, I didn't realize that there was a potential for me to be able to even do that. Mm-hmm. So when I first started looking at After Effects 8 years ago, I was like, this is so cool. You know, it was a lot of trial and error. Yeah. So, but yeah.
I think creatively, being able to mess around with motion graphics, and it just, for some people who are creative minded, it's so much fun to plan. Yeah. And I love it when I like get an idea and I'm like, in my head, it's just like floating around and I've got all these ideas, and I just like, Zach, I have this crazy idea. And I like spout it off to him or email it to him. He's like, yeah, we can do that. And I'm like, okay, well, what about this?
Yeah.
And it's so fun to go to clients and give them ideas, and they haven't thought of it, but they love it, and they don't have the tools and the time to do it. And that's kind of where it's exciting to give that option.
Yeah.
Actually, today we have a meeting with the local client that we're going to be doing a bunch of video work for. And I'm excited for Zach to come along and give them his ideas and his take on some things, and probably to think outside the box a little bit for them on, even with motion. I'm just like, my wheels are spinning right now thinking some motion graphic stuff we could do for them.
Yeah.
I think for companies that have been around for a long time, it's hard to think outside of the traditional realm of like, oh, this is for commercial. Well, yeah, maybe we could use something for commercial, but we're going to be doing so much more with it online. We've got to find ways to get around, you know, the sound factor or keeping people's attention, because if it's over 15 seconds, it may be too long for their industry, so.
Yeah. And I think my other favorite part about doing video is capturing stories too, you know,
because
I think coming into and seeing all the clients we work with, seeing the stories of how the businesses come and seeing how they have influenced their community, it's so cool to see how they work. And being able to capture that, it's so valuable. You know?
How do you think that video captures those stories? Maybe not better, but differently than written content.
There's something about seeing a person's face and seeing them spout the words out and seeing the genuineness behind the, you know, seeing the real face, keeping it 100, you know, they're keeping it 100.
Now that you're using a sentence like that, I understand.
You should have asked her that. Can I have the definitions? Country of origin?
Country of origin.
Yeah. The authenticity. That was the word I was trying to think of.
Ooh, good word.
Their authenticity. We can all compose words and you can make it look really great, but when you see a person present it, there's a whole different level of authenticity when you see that. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy capturing interviews too.
Yeah,
interviews are fun. Yeah.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk through some of the other ways that we've used video for clients and get to know Zach a little more.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Brian Jewell, the resident web developer here at SJC Marketing, and I'm here to give you a quick plug for our exciting new website packages. Now, if you head over to sjc.marketing/shineonline, you'll see several options for our new managed website packages. Now, if you're used to your agency not getting back to you after 3 weeks of emailing, this is the thing for you. You'll see several different options that we offer, including quarterly updated content, managed website updates, and everything that you need to keep your website up and going. And any question that you have, we're here to answer. View our website template samples at sjc.marketing/shineonline and get started today by contacting us at info@susanjcampbell.com or 816-396-8575.
And we're back.
Hi, guys. We're keeping it 100.
Oh, my gosh.
It's my new thing.
But also, I just have to bring you into the conversation we were just having. I said Shmi, and then I was like, oh, from Hook, Shmi. And then Zach said...
It's also Darth Vader's mom, Shmi Skywalker. Just so you know.
I mean, the things that I learn on a daily basis.
Guys, I'm a mega Star Wars nerd.
Yeah.
Just in case
you didn't know. Get your new windshield wipers yet that I sent you?
I did not.
They have lightsaber windshield wipers. Oh. And I sent him a link and he's like, I need those.
My birthday is coming up.
Okay, I'll send them to Emily. So. That's how I am with anything Gilmore Girls. If there is a Gilmore Girl coffee mug out there, I need it.
Yeah.
I need it.
A friend came over on a Monday, so naturally I was drinking coffee in my Luke's Diner sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. And I answer the phone holding my Luke's Diner mug. And she goes, yeah, Gilmore's Girls much? And I go, oh my gosh, sorry. I need to mix it up a little
bit. Do not ever apologize for that.
No, I won't ever.
Jen.
Yeah.
You were saying in the break that it would be good to give our listeners some ideas of all of the things that you can do with video.
Yeah, I have some ideas.
People can get outside of the traditional marketing thought process.
So I think people think video, they think commercial or they think, you know, old school.
8-minute YouTube video.
Exactly. No. And there's so many ways to distribute content with videos, and there's so many ways to engage people. So I just had a couple ideas that I wanted to share. If you have the time and want to do video, you can do all kinds of things.
And the money.
And the money. And a very, very well-rounded marketing firm.
Oh, hey, who would that be?
So here's some ideas. On social media, you could do a Q&A every week where you ask your consumers or your clients or any potentials for questions, and you make a short video where you answer those questions. You could do demonstration videos on a product or a service that you provide. You could do a day in the life. You could do anything that engages people and shares with them something that they might not get to see. I think people think that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to be long.
Right.
You could do a YouTube series where all the videos are on YouTube and you almost like a vlog, basically, or a podcast only with video. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It just needs to be you and the person, and that makes them feel like they know you and just makes that intimate connection. Or you could do fun things on social. You could, you know, schedule that twice a week, one of your posts is going to be a video. It could be a 15-second motion graphic with, you know, pick a theme and just go with it. You could do social. You could do YouTube. You could do little commercials. If you're going to do video, pick something that you want to say, a story you want to tell, and then pick how you're going to distribute it. And I think that there's just so many different ways. You don't have to just do commercials.
Mm-hmm. I think in the last 10 to 15 years, the revolution of video stopped being more of a like a brick and mortar piece of advertisement where, you know, it's not a billboard anymore. Mm-mm. It's not a commercial that you run 50 times on a TV station. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more turnover when it comes to video content, especially when it comes to Facebook.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Even like, you know, when you start considering businesses using Snapchat or Instagram, it's like those are literally blips that only last for 24 hours, you know, potentially. So you're seeing a higher turnover rate in content for video.
Yeah.
And it's starting to become even where people will start using videos like they do with graphics.
Yeah.
You know, you'll see in Facebook, instead of using an image for a campaign, they'll use a video that's eye-catching.
Yeah.
And it's very grabbing.
And it could just be basically a slideshow of words or a small picture. But when you combine somebody's voice or music with a message, it's just that much more powerful and memorable.
Yeah. We have a newsletter that's getting ready to come out this month where we're talking about video and how to think differently. I mean, I think the fact that all of our social media platforms are providing video options for us that are free to use, I think that brands need to take advantage of that and do it often, because especially for like Instagram or Snapchat stories, you're up top and center. People don't have to scroll through to see your video. So it's still great to do like video posts for your actual posts, but taking advantage of those stories, then you're right on top of their feed.
That just helps people keep you top of mind.
Absolutely.
I think it's definitely important to see whatever platform you're trying to focus on for, you know, whatever demographic you're using, you know, you're trying to influence, considering those tricks. A lot of video producers right now on Facebook are doing is they're really taking advantage of captions. You know, so as you're scrolling, you're not going to hear the music. You're not going to hear that.
Yeah.
The voice playing as you're scrolling through. So a lot of people will stick words on the video and have it be a permanent place. And that's, for me, it's like, that's stylistically, I don't like doing that. I I prefer to just to do it with captions. So, but that's what a lot of people are trying to do to hack the system, basically. Right.
Get people's attention.
Yeah.
So who are some of your influencers, people that you, or brands even that you follow, that you love their video work?
The first company I started emulating and following and learning from was a company named Video Copilot. His name's Andrew Kramer. He has a lot of film credits for doing like opening credits and closing credits.
Oh, cool.
He works with Bad Robot. And he does tracks. But he has a great website that they also produce software for After Effects, for motion graphic work. And he's a really funny guy too. He'd be a good Instagram follow. He'll upload pictures of what he's working on, and it's really cool, you know, really cool objects that he's working on. So there's a couple of like tutorial video websites that I follow. Video Cow and Tuts Plus. That's how I started, got started with Tuts Plus. They have a lot of tutorials.
Yeah.
Anytime I watch TV, I'm just trying to see what the trend is right now. What are people doing? How did I feel when I watched this? I'm always critically analyzing commercials, you know, because that's always an opportunity to see how can I do my job better.
I think we do the same thing as marketers. Like any ad I see or radio spot or commercial or billboard, I'm just like, oh my gosh, that design's horrible. Or oh wow, that was...
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a hospital billboard, 29, that I see every time. I'm like, gosh, why didn't I think of that? Like, I have a tagline envy. Like, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
We had a brainstorming session the other day that was super productive. We thought, we laid it all out. We know exactly what we want. And I think it was so fun to see that the vision was shared by everybody in the room. Like, we all knew exactly what we wanted this video to look like. And that's the most exciting thing, is when Zach sends you the link for the first draft. And it's like, yes, this is exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
So,
and when I think back to like a common question we get from clients, is like, how can you really know our industry? I think to the fact that the client you're talking about is a new banking client, and the client we're going to see today is a manufacturer of heavy equipment lifts and jacks, and then we've done videos for healthcare companies and gosh, more banks, and you know, it's like
nonprofit.
Video is a language that can be spoken across all industries,
right?
And like you've been saying, Zach, it's more about how are we trying to share your story and your message, and that's something that you can do, and our team does well together.
Do you want people to feel emotional? Do you want them to drive to an action? Do you want them to walk away feeling like they just gained knowledge? Like, there's all kinds of different tones and purposes of videos, and I think when you have the purpose lined up, everything else kind of just falls into place.
I think the biggest thing I've learned coming on the team at SJC is that there's a huge importance doing research for our clients to really make sure you focus on the words, you know, the right verbiage, even the right branding colors, you know, trying to capture what the client wants. And I think coming into that, it really changed my focus as a video producer. I always wanted to be cool looking, but my goal is not to make the coolest looking video. My goal is to make the most effective video for
Our
client that will reach their demographic and have the biggest reach for them. So, and I think it's been really cool to come on to the team and see how much research, how much homework the team puts into it. And that makes my job easier. And it really influences how I create videos after the fact.
Because really quickly, just our process, Zach, do you just want to tell them?
Yeah, so we start with an idea, just get some brainstorming going, get some ideas, and then we get a script, we write it, we get it produced, and then we get it sent over for approval. Whether it's animated or whether it's a live video, we will go into production. So we might go on location with all of our equipment. You know, normally it's a two-person team doing interviews or whatever. Or if it's just motion graphic work, and sometimes our graphic designer will come on and help create some elements for us to animate together. And then from there, I do all the production, whether it's animating all the clips together or just making all the elements flow, putting it together, creating music or finding music. I'm also a musician.
Yes,
so
I was just going to say, fun fact, sometimes you just write the music for our videos.
Yeah, it's cheaper. Yeah, it's cheaper, and you don't have to worry about royalties or rights. Yeah, so we'll get the music together. We have a special platform for submitting drafts for approval.
It's a pretty smooth process.
It is, yeah. And we'll get feedback from that, and then there might be a couple changes that we need to make. And then the final steps, depending on where they go, I will render it according to whatever I need. So it could be I'm using H.264 codec, or I could be doing just a ProRes.
Yep, totally. I know what all of that
means. Look at that dropping.
Yeah.
Well, Zach, it has been a real pleasure to have the producer in the guest seat. And
Did we make him laugh?
No.
You didn't laugh once.
He doesn't really think we're funny.
That's not very fair.
He sits and produces it while we talk, and then we make jokes, and he is stone-faced. So today he said, oh, I can laugh, and then I forgot to make him laugh.
And then he never laughed.
Ha, 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 ha. No. I was going to say, too, I think my other favorite thing about being a part of the company is starting podcasting. So,
absolutely. We're very, very influential in all of that, Zach. And you help start up some of our clients, too. So. Mm-hmm.
It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been so fun. Podcast recording days.
Yeah.
Definitely a highlight of the month.
For sure.
Twice a month. And we've taken a longer hiatus than usual.
I've missed
our recording, so you complete me.
I want to know who's listening. So who are you? If you are listening, because we know, we've seen the stats, we know you're there.
So many listeners.
So if you are listening, please tweet us your favorite emoji at
MarketingSJC.
Please, because we want to meet you and know who you are.
Stay unfiltered.
Bye.
Bye.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to Marketing SJC or visit our website, sjc.marketing.